ourselves out of a lot of things in the name of being cautious or fully prepared, when in reality, most of the time, we're just scared. Today, we're kicking off our new Letting Go series by dropping our need to feel 100% ready before taking action. We're tired of putting our life on hold as we wait for fear to subside. We get real about the things that keep us from moving forward in faith and share honest tips and truths that can help propel us out of the waiting zone into action. We're talking initiative, living that carpe diem life, and leaning into God's strength as a source of courage instead of waiting for ours to show up. Hi, I'm Becky, the host of the Girl on a Hill podcast, where we encourage you to stop hiding, start shining, and be the woman you were created to be. You can download Girl on a Hill podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening, and now, let's head to the hill.
Hey, welcome to Girl on a Hill. I have got Jolene and Crystal with me today.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm excited to have Jolene here because by the time we record our next episodes, she'll have a baby.
I better have a baby.
Yes. She will be very uncomfortable if she does not.
Anyway. Yes.
And by the next time we record, we should be able to let you know if Sid has had her baby.
I just checked my text messages.
No textual updates.
Okay.
I am waiting. Yes.
I just checked.
I am waiting.
Yeah.
No current baby.
No current. Perhaps maybe as we talk. We'll see. New series.
New series.
All right.
Let's do this.
This one I'm excited about. So I showed Crystal my giant list of ideas, knowing that she and I are going to be holding down the fort this summer.
With the new babies, yeah.
You're gonna
babies.
Do great.
Thank you for the support. You will be with us in spirit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this one stuck out. This list stuck out to her. This letting go list.
Well, I looked at the list too, also of things that we're all going through, and some of the ideas on the list I felt would better be suited with our new mamas.
Yes. When they are ready. Oh, there's one that's like perfect when they come back. That's like they don't need.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you guys are going to kick us in love.
Well, these ones you're just going to listen to, right?
Yeah, you're just going to listen to.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think both of us,
I definitely need some of these.
Some of the topics in this Letting Go series were stuff that Crystal and I were like vibing with. Like,
Like today's topic, it is 100% what this girl needs to hear right
now. I'm excited though. It like kind of feels for me like starting fresh, like stepping into freedom, like dropping the weight. Like I don't need these heavy things stopping me from living.
Right.
It's like I'm ready to just let go.
Let go.
Today we're talking. This is a tough one. We're not starting out light. Letting go of the need to be or to feel 100% ready before taking action.
Yeah.
She's making a choice. Face.
I'm not ready. Well, I'm ready, but I'm not ready.
Ready or not.
Here it goes.
But or feeling ready before even deciding or trying.
Yeah.
And I think what we really mean by feeling ready is not feeling afraid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I mention one thing that you've done recently? Or do you want to announce what you've done?
No, you can mention. I don't know where you're going, but sure.
Of 100% not ready, you made some macarons.
I did!
I was just thinking.
I forgot to say that was something
that like you've been holding on to.
I did. It was like a year.
Congratulations.
A long while.
Thank you.
They looked amazing.
They were all right. Yeah. They were all
right. I'm sure they were.
First try.
Delicious.
Yeah. I did. Thank you. Yes, I forgot to mention that. I did make
the
macarons.
So not being 100% ready. Rock on, you did this.
You know what? And I did that to get me through because I was in a spiral mentally. And I was like, I gotta take action. Gotta do something.
And
helped.
Harper left them.
It did. She did. Yeah. Anyway, so I think we are just waiting to not feel afraid.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And is that ever going to go away?
No.
No.
No. No.
Unfortunately, we've talked about it too much.
Yeah, it's weird. It's here. But I think it can be other things than fear. Yeah. We're also waiting for confidence or assurance or approval. And I think what we're really saying when we're waiting for just the right opportunity is that we're too afraid to take a risk right now.
Yeah.
No leaps of faith for us. Medium.com said people often, quote unquote, wait for the right opportunity. They, quote unquote, wait for a better day. Wait for the right circumstances. all they do is wait
right
until they are out of time.
Mm.
That's fun. Hammer. So if you want anything in your life to change, improve, or happen, you mm-hmm. have to take a step.
Right.
Have to.
Yeah, a step of faith, not a leap.
Yes. But you have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what I'm hoping to encourage you to do today as you listen. Mm. So definition, okay. I've got two. The first is for the word wait. To stay where one is or delay action.
Mm.
That's kind of what we all do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I'm just going to wait right here. The second, I love. The definition of the word bold.
Ooh.
An ability to take risks, be confident, and courageous.
I like that.
I know. I want to be a bold lady.
Huh.
I'm not yet, but I want to be.
Is that what the purple hat ladies are about?
I don't know, but I want to be bold.
I want to be bold.
Are you ready for traits?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I wrote in parentheses that these are like my favorite traits I've ever written out. Okay. Ever. I want to be this person.
Okay.
Okay. And these are of someone bold, someone who takes risks, someone who takes action, someone who moves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They don't wait till they're 100% ready.
No, wait. You'll wait in your mm-hmm. life.
Right.
Not afraid to fail
mm-hmm.
and not afraid of success.
Oh.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. I think we can be afraid of that too.
Yeah, we can.
Uh-huh. Because sometimes if you, that change, it's a change.
Mm-hmm.
Which is also on here, not afraid of change.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm out. same thing. Not afraid to learn as they go.
Ooh, that's a big mm-hmm. one. Mm-hmm. When do we lose that? I don't know.
Anyway. Early.
Yeah.
And I put willing to be the underdog.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think we like to come out the gate the best one.
That's why we don't do things.
That's 100% why we don't do things. And then next one, tries new things.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. You have to.
You were that.
I did.
You can check that off. You're that.
I am. Well, for this week. Confident.
Mm-hmm.
Knows their values, priorities, and vision. I know what I believe in and I know what I want, essentially. An asker.
Ooh. Hmm.
I like that. We have been working with our son on that this week. Just don't ask. You'll never get it.
Right.
Ask.
Right.
A self-advocate.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hard one.
Yeah. I know my worth. I can ask for my needs to be met. Yes. Commits.
Mm.
That's, a lot of the things we're not ready for are commitments.
Right.
Like a life-altering commitment.
Right.
Willing to make the first move.
Ooh.
That's, yeah.
It's scary. You put yourself out there. They could reject you. The right. Whatever it is. The relationship, but the office, the job.
They might not.
Yeah, they might not.
Right.
And I like this one. Bets on themselves.
Ooh.
That's a nice one.
Oh, these are my... I love these traits. Like, I want to be them. How did we get here? Can you guess?
By waiting. Full of fear.
Fear, yes. Okay, good. Why am I clapping for fear? Fear's terrible. Like, did I even need to say that fear was going to be in this episode?
We all know.
Here's some things we're afraid of that keep us from action. Afraid of getting it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Making a mistake. Failing. Being mediocre.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah.
Not being the best. And I put, like, that's a whole spectrum that we're on. Each of us is going to define failing differently.
Right.
Like, yes. For my daughter, like, getting a 97 on a test is failing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where for another kid, that is, like, best day ever.
Right.
So, yeah. We're all going to define. And it's just so fluid. Like,
right.
My macarons were a pretty big success for me. But if you're on the spring baking championship, they'd probably throw them in the trash. So,
yeah. That'd be sad.
We're afraid of change.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We are afraid of anything outside of our little safe routines.
Right.
We're afraid of. Oh, and I put that's just a different way of saying we don't want to leave our comfort zone.
Yeah.
Ever. Not ever. The fear of discomfort is very limiting.
It is.
Mm.
When you're in it, you're not growing. So we need the fear, though, because without it, we can't justify our inaction.
Mm. Oh, that's fair.
It's not something you want to cuddle up to in your cozy,
no,
contented.
But if we let go of fear, then we have to do the thing that we're actually scared to do. So we have to cradle the fear.
Hmm.
Gross.
Mm-hmm. And that was really gross.
It is. But we all do. Because
you did the motion and I was like, ooh.
I did. I cuddled up fake fear like a titty.
Do that.
Okay, this next one, how did we get here, is like, every church girl out there is going to know and understand, and I'm about to punch you in the face, and I'm sorry.
All right.
We're waiting for the big sign.
Uh-huh. Here's your sign!
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think, so we hear a handful of, like, crazy big testimonies, and we read the couple of Bible stories, and we have come to believe that the skies have to part and our hedges have to catch on fire with God's presence in order to have the go-ahead to act.
But right? It doesn't.
I mean, that is... Can God do that? Yes.
Yeah.
Is it super rare? Yes.
We're not all Moses.
Mm-mm. How many times have we prayed for God to give us a sign? Many. And then, because God has been very gracious and generous with me in this area, but then how many times have we asked for assurance that sign you just gave me, that was really a sign? Can you give me a follow-up? I'm so giddy and throwing 800 fleeces in a row.
Let's do the opposite.
Yes. Like, was that really you, or was that devil trying to trick me? Or is this really a sign? I need a second sign. I need a third sign.
And there's no end.
No. Nope.
It's who we are.
We got to stop. Mm-hmm. Stop. I think another way to put this is we're bad at decisions.
Yeah, we really can't be.
I mean, we do have to make decisions that are life altering, and they're
not.
It's tough.
Uh-huh. Friend facing one. Yes, it is tough.
It's tough.
I think though sometimes it's almost like we want the decision to be out of our hands.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
I do think that, because I mean, like, that did happen with me going back to my old job. There was no clear sign.
Yeah.
It was,
I remember.
I was just in torment over it. And, you know, but you have to make a decision.
You have to make a decision. I've told people this sometimes. I think sometimes there isn't a clear sign when it's like, I'll bless you either path. Like, neither path is sinful.
Right.
Like, go ahead.
Right.
Choose. Yeah. And I also put here, not making a decision is a decision.
Yeah.
It is.
It's true.
It is. Yeah, all your decisions aren't going to be made for you. You have to pick.
Really, they shouldn't be. We should take pride and be bold in the making those decisions.
Yes.
I'm just not there yet.
It's hard.
And I want to be there.
Yes.
I want to make this decision.
Yes. You will. You will.
Will I?
Not when you're 100% ready, because that's not coming. Okay.
That's true.
How do we get here? Number three, four, I don't know. Your intentions don't matter very much.
Mm-hmm.
SkipRichard.com said this. 5 frogs are sitting on a log. 4 of the frogs decide to jump off. How many frogs are left? Now, most people go, 1. But the answer is still 5. This is because there's a difference between deciding and doing.
I was gonna say they jumped off.
Yeah. They decided to jump off.
Wasn't sure about that website, but all right, Skip Richard. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I saw that and I was like, I have to include that.
That's pretty awesome.
It is pretty awesome because we're all there all the time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've set the intention. I was going to make macarons for a stinking year.
Uh-huh.
Didn't matter till I did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
We misuse time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
None of us can.
No, we're all bad.
We're so guilty of that.
And it's both sides of the coin.
Yes.
It's the people who tend to be more lazy and procrastinate, and it's the people who are crazy type A that both misuse their time.
Yeah.
Right.
And that both of those personality lifestyles contribute to us never getting around to doing the thing we're waiting for the right time to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're either just... I've stopped acting at all, or I'm just too busy. I have too much going on. I can't do the thing. Nope. Misuse time. We're either waiting until we feel like doing it, or until we're motivated enough to do it. Yeah, so just says that's not coming. Or until we're in the right emotional space. Yeah. I said that like a, yeah. And so we're waiting until I have just a little more room on my plate. I've said this, oh, until the stress dies down.
Until I'm less tired.
The stress doesn't die down.
Until those boxes magically leave the table. Oh my
God. Yeah. I want Mary Poppins power so bad.
I just want this.
Oh, yes.
Oh, a genie. Yeah.
Anyway, we misuse our time.
Yes, we do.
Also, we don't know what we want.
True. That's really true.
It's super true. TopResultsCoaching.com said this. If you're sitting there going, I don't know what I actually want.
Right.
And how are you going to take action and feel ready when you're really not sure what
right.
you want in your life? Write down your values. What is important to you? This will motivate you to have more of this in your life and take action. No matter what we do what we feel is important for us. We take action with tasks that are important or we give high value to.
Mm. Yeah.
You got to figure out what you care about.
Right.
If you're ever going to do anything about it. Ready for truth?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Sorry, I'm just a punchy puncherson today. Saying you're too busy right now is a farce.
Yeah, it is.
I'm waiting until I feel right, until I'm just less busy. You're always going to be busy.
Mm-hmm.
Always. Forever. It's not about being busy. If you want something enough, there's a way.
People do it all the time.
Uh-huh. People busier than you
yep,
are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I think the real issue is that we don't want to make any adjustments to what we're used to.
Mm-hmm. It's accurate.
Mm-hmm. I'm comfortable with the load I have. I know how to carry it. I know what my free time looks like. I have time to dink around on Facebook, and I'm making no changes.
Fair. That's what most of us like.
Yes, it's, it is. Yeah. There's always going, if you're waiting for the right time or until you're less busy, there will always be another menial obligation.
Mm-hmm.
There will always be a replenishing to-do list.
Mm-hmm.
It's there every day. A new distraction will pop up.
Mm-hmm.
Every phase of parenting, here, let me tell you some real truth. Every phase of parenting has new challenges mm-hmm. and will make you tired in a different way.
Right. Oh, boy.
Jolene is going through physical tiredness. I'm going through emotional tiredness. Life is never, ever going to be easy.
No.
So you can't wait until it is.
We don't want life to be easy, though.
No.
We think we want it.
We think we do. We want what we want. Here's some more truth. This is from C.S. Lewis. The truth is, perfect conditions never come.
Mm-hmm.
He said, there are always plenty of rivals to our work. We are always falling in love or quarreling, looking for jobs or fearing to lose them, getting ill and recovering, following public affairs. If we let ourselves, we shall always be waiting for some distraction or other to end before we can really get down to our work. The only people who achieve much are those who want knowledge so badly they seek it while the conditions are still unfavorable. Favorable conditions never come.
Mm-hmm.
You have to want it.
Right.
I love that you have to seek it out while conditions are unfavorable.
Mm-hmm.
While you're busy, while you're tired, while
mm-hmm.
you're scared. Do you want it enough? Most of us probably don't. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I am not ready to take action yet because there's more I can do to prepare.
That you're not going to do.
Well, that is also true. And I put, there's always going to be something yeah. more you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Or that you've done and you're like, how about I just do it again just to be sure?
Yeah. Or do it a little better. Yeah. Add a little something. I put like, so what? So what? I am all about preparedness and planning and mm-hmm. education. But those rabbit holes like never end.
Right.
It's true.
They're forever holes. At some point you have to stop using it as an excuse and actually take action. If you wait until you know everything there is to know or take every possible step to be ready for each and every possibility, you'll never, ever, ever be ready to move forward.
I was going to say, you'll be dead.
Yeah.
You'll be dead.
You can't account for every possible thing that could go wrong.
Too many variables.
Do you think that the more that we do this, the easier it gets?
The more that we act?
Mm-hmm.
I would
think. The more bold that we are?
That is in two points from now. Yes.
Okay.
I fully believe that. I'm going to go there now because action, I think, is often the cure.
Yeah. I want to believe this. I want to believe the more that I do this, the easier it gets.
It is. I mean, and this was backed up. This was a point in like many articles I read that doing the thing helps you overcome your fear.
Yeah.
Absolutely doing the thing. And like, I have been terrified of a lot of things until I was doing them.
Right.
Mm. It's the anticipation and the working yourself up before that's worse.
Right. For things that will never happen.
Yes. But I mean, like, this happens to me anytime I do public speaking, starting this thing, like the fear leading up to it.
Right.
Was terrible. And then once you're doing it, you're like, oh, yeah, no big deal.
We were so nervous that first podcast. So now nervous. It's like, yeah.
We're good. Throwing the hammer. But yeah, I think it 100% is the cure. The more you take action and see that you, like, as Jolene said, didn't die.
That's what but did you die?
Yeah.
No.
No.
And the world did not fall apart. I actually told myself those words this week. Like, something happened that I didn't love. And it was like, but the world didn't spin off its axis. Like, you're still here. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've lost enough time already.
Mm-hmm. We have.
You don't get those hours back.
Nope.
Those years. Life doesn't wait for you. It doesn't wait for you to catch up or to feel ready. Life just keeps happening. Thoughtcatalog.com said, while we're busy developing ourselves, time is quickly zooming on, favoring those who are not ready either, but who want to try anyway. Who want to challenge themselves by taking chances, who want to grow into being ready, and who aren't afraid to look a little stupid while they're figuring things out. Isn't that killer?
Let's be those people.
This, I love this because this, I was able to put this in action with my son this week, like really hammer this home with him, that the people who go for it, get it.
That's how I got married.
You have to be the person, you had to put yourself out there.
He did. Otherwise, none of this would have happened.
You have to be an asker. You have to try. I love this. Okay. Thought catalog really got me this week. There are two types of people in the world. People with knowledge and people with nerve. And the jobs often go to the latter. Far less qualified than you is out there working the job you want because they had the courage to ask for it.
Valid point.
You're waiting there until you feel like you have enough skills and knowledge to be qualified to apply. No, just go ask for it.
I don't know why this whole thing makes me think of Double Dutch. Just go.
Jump in.
Yeah. Double Dutch is hard.
Yeah. But we all did it when we were kids.
Yeah.
Don't you want to be a person with nerve?
Yes.
Yeah. Nerve.
Yeah.
I think this isn't just true with jobs.
No.
Like, I loved the business aspect of this, but, like, relationships.
Yes.
Connection. Any kind of creative endeavor you want seen or heard or published.
Right.
The people who go for it get the opportunity.
It's true.
Valid.
It's 100% true. Opportunities, life changes. The big important things do not wait for you to be emotionally prepared. And typically, someone is not going to just come along and hand you something or pick you out of thin air for something or let you know they're interested until you do something, say something, try something.
It's true.
You're not going to be headhunted for the job or to be a girlfriend or to whatever it is. Like, you got to put yourself out there.
If you're a movie person, that's how the plot moves forward in all the movies. The main character does the scary thing.
They get the gumption and they go for it.
Yeah. And it doesn't always go great the first time, but they go for it.
Yes.
And keep going.
You got to try. You got to try.
Let's try.
And it worked out. I'm not going to say what it is, but we told Henry to go for something and ask for something, and it worked out, and he got it.
Awesome.
It was like, bo-bam. Do you see? Did you learn the life lesson?
We're excited.
Yes.
And here's the awesome part. Like, learn it now.
Yeah.
At 15 and not 40.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that when you do, you know, because they're... I have been in situations where people have gotten jobs that I did not think should have gotten jobs, But that is probably valid.
Yeah.
That do I know who else got went for the job? Because other people may not have, whether I thought they would have been good or not.
You got to be willing. Another site said, like, the person who's willing to, like, figure it out as they go. You might not be ready for it, but you're willing to learn and struggle until it feels natural. You got to be an asker. You have to. Have to be an asker. This last truth I also really, really like. Medium.com said this. You don't have to be 100% ready as long as you're 100% invested.
Ooh.
Isn't that good? Like, if you're all in, that's what matters.
Yeah.
It would seem, therefore, the question transforms from, will the right time ever come, to, how badly do I want this?
Fair.
Mm-hmm. If you really want it, you're going to reach for it. So, you ready for some tips?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's get some. I want some.
The tip isn't going to be somebody's going to magically come just, you know, tell us the answer, give us the prize.
Right? I wish. Like, not someone will notice you and go,
stand on this corner at this time.
You are who I've been waiting for.
Turn off the Cracker Jack box and prizes on the bottom.
I think we are. We all are 100% waiting for that, though. The person to come and notice how rad we are. Like, they're not coming.
But you guys are both really rad.
Like, thank you. You are, too.
Sitting up here in this room right now.
See, yeah, your friends are going to think
super rad, too.
They can't, like, particularly give us the things we're after. Like,
that's fair.
Okay. Start setting smaller, attainable goals and work to meet them.
Mm-hmm. We talked about just planning a few times ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that made me feel happier inside one time.
Good.
One time I did it.
But you did.
Try it again.
Yeah.
But, like, I like that it's, we got to start small and attainable.
Yeah.
That's very true.
Not like, okay, so I'm going to, like, publish a bestseller. Like, that's ridiculous to start there. But, like, okay, I'm going to write for 10 minutes a day.
Yes.
Small and attainable.
Okay. Yes.
Yes. I'm not committing to that. We'll see. Okay. Start. I like this too. Start with the chunks of time you have.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
10 minutes of work towards a goal is better than 0 minutes.
It's true. Right. That's true.
Mm-hmm. When I started my quest to not be winded walking to the mailbox a few years ago, like, I didn't start by walking, like, 3 miles a day. I started with, like, 0.4 miles, and I was real excited about that. It was, like, this tiny little thing. But, like, that doesn't feel like a big deal, but it was better than not walking.
Yeah. Right.
It felt big then. It was, like, work with what you got.
Right.
Similarly, once you get going and get moving on something, keep the momentum going by doing something productive related to your idea every day.
I've heard that before.
Yeah, just like a little something. Don't have to be big. Remind yourself, this is a big one, that you can make adjustments as you go along.
That's important.
Yeah, you are not locked in.
No.
You can tweak what's not working while doing the thing. 100%. Work within what you have for the day. I think that's important. Like God said, like, give us this day our daily bread. Mm-hmm. Like, help me to use what I'm given today.
Mm-hmm.
EliteDaily.com said, our God-given aspirations can be happily accomplished by taking our long-term plans somewhat lightly and working within the daily time constraints we have. I think sometimes, though, we get very long-term focused and on the big giant thing when it's like, what can I do about it today? Here's Skip Richards again, man with the frogs. He had this idea and I super liked it. Turn yourself into a doer. Someone who comes up with an idea and does it right then. Here's a quote from his website. Turn yourself into a doer. A doer is someone who has an idea and moves forward with it immediately. Have you ever said to anyone, it's a great day to go to the beach, and then sat around and watched TV? Next time, stop, get up, and go do it. Do you want to begin exercising or present a new idea at work? Do it today. When we pause and wait, we will lose the will to move forward and allow doubt to creep into our minds.
True.
It's very true.
You want to do it? Do it right now.
Yeah.
I like it. I feel motivated. I hope you feel motivated. You ready for my real reel?
Yes.
We might even make it downstairs in town for dinner. We're doing the thing. Okay. So this one took me a while. I had to think about this one for a little bit. But as I was thinking about what to say for the real reel for this episode, at first I thought of some people in the Bible who almost certainly weren't what we'd classify as ready, but acted or took the risk or challenge on anyway. Mm-hmm. So first I thought about David, who was a teenager when he took on Goliath.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. No one would probably be like, oh yeah, you're totally equipped to take on the giant. I thought about Matthew, who transitioned from crooked tax collector to disciple with no formal training or education.
Oh, that's true.
None. There was no period of learning. That just like, yeah, I'll stop today and come with you right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll bet Joseph did not feel ready to not only accept Mary's story, but to be stepfather to God's son.
Right.
Oh.
Like, oh, yeah. How do you ever be ready for that?
Right.
Okay. But all of these people, and I think we forget, because they're Bible story characters, they're regular people.
Right.
Ordinary people. They took a chance and they took action. They did not know the outcome or how things were going to go.
Oh, that's true.
But they did it.
Right.
David didn't know he was going to win.
No.
Joseph didn't know what was, you know, how that was going to work out. Right. Like raising God. yeah. But they did it. They did the thing anyway. Then I started to think, though, about how it's okay if we never feel ready or unafraid or 100% confident or fully equipped or strong enough, because we don't ever have to be. God is.
Good point.
I've been praying about that a lot, for me specifically. Yeah, but yeah, it's one of those.
You don't have to be.
I'm like, I'm not ready. I'm like, you weren't ready last time either. It was still okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Prayed about it a bunch. You're not in charge of your child breathing. You literally can't make that happen.
Right. Like, yeah, you don't have to feel it because he's ready.
It's true.
When we're facing the risk or the challenge or the opportunity in front of us that we don't feel ready to take on, we don't have to sit around and wait until we do, or study or try harder or find all the resources imaginable or get all the knowledge and strength. We just have to rely on God to get us through, to ask to use his strength, to ask him to equip us, to ask for his courage. These are resources I feel we are not tapping into.
No.
Or asking for.
We don't do that enough.
This is available for us, and we are not asking for it.
It's available every single day, and the only times, if I'm honest, I'm, really, really hurting to finally try to tap that resource.
Oh, if it's, an enormous deal.
Uh-huh.
When it's like, no, we could get through all of our little day-to-day frustrations if we just ask.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is where it gets super, super cool. Like, I was getting real excited typing this. Because when we do that, when we walk with God and rely on him as we do the hard things, two super awesome things happen. First, yes, we do the hard thing and we get through it and we seize the opportunity and we learn and we grow and we live.
Mm-hmm.
But the second, even cooler thing is that God gets to shine.
Yeah.
Right? Because in each of those examples that came to me, young David fighting Goliath, Matthew leaving the sketchy existence of a tax collector, and Joseph sticking by Mary and raising Jesus. Yes, we look at all those people and we think, wow, I look up to them. But more than that, God got the glory and his story and his purpose was pushed forward.
Right.
Because those people acted.
Right.
They took a risk and they trusted in God to get them through the risk. And then people got to see who God was and what he could do. That's even cooler. They did the thing and that's rad. But it's also oh, wow. God's kingdom got bigger because of you. So don't worry that you don't feel completely ready. You are not alone. Nobody feels ready. For anything.
No.
Sometimes I don't feel ready to do the laundry, and that's small. You hardly ever will feel ready. Once in a while.
Right.
And that feels awesome.
Yeah.
But most of the time you won't. But lean on God and allow him to fill up the spaces of your weakness. I thought about that visual of just all the holes where I feel deficient, just being fill me in. Please be my strength, be my courage, be my confidence. It's the only place those things are found anyway.
Right.
Sure source. So go to the best source and know that whatever it is that you're facing or up against or hemming and hawing about, take the step, take the leap of faith. Here's my cheesy movie reference to end. Be Indiana Jones and trust that God is going to be that bridge under your feet. Take the step.
Let's be bold.
Take the step.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doers.
Doers. I love it. I'm so excited.
We've got this.
Yeah.
Make me feel better inside.
Yay.
I feel more ready.
Yay.
Even though I'm not ready.
That was the point. I'm so glad. Okay. We're fired up. Hope you are. Yeah. Go take the rest. Do the thing.
Do the thing.
All right. We are going to be letting go of stuff all summer long, so I hope you'll stick with us.
See you next week.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Girl in a Hill podcast. Please help us out by sharing the podcast with your friends, connecting with us on social media, and leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. We're here to climb the hill with you as we all work to stop hiding, start shining, and be the women we were created to be. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.